Avodah Zohar Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beif, Amud Beif, 11 lines down, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan Ezer Nochri Kepei Roisav. The Mishnah in Masechet Demai says if a Jew deposited tithed produce with a Gentile, it's assumed that the Gentile exchanged the produce with his own produce, and one must tithe it again. Reb Shimon Omer Demai, Reb Shimon says no, that is doubtful, it's Demai. Reb Chananya, Bai Kaimi Reb Mani, Ma Kepei Roisav Mamish, Poiter, Tevel bo mimakom acher. Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Mani, when the Jew is returned the produce, does the first opinion consider it obligation so certain that one could use that produce to separate for other produce that's certainly obligated? Amalei Rabbi Mani answered him, Olechol dava. Yes, it's considered fully untithed. But Leal Yos Rabbi Chanina Metaris Lekiblei, wasn't Rabbi Chanina correct when he stood firm to his opinion that it can't be considered like Tevel as a leniency to even use it to separate for other produce that's obligated? If a Jew deposited wine with an idolater that had only one seal, there was a dispute between Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Mana. One prohibited it, and one permitted it. And they disagreed over deriving benefit, but it certainly prohibited to drink the wine. Rav Amar Chavis Oser Champag Muter. What are these things? Chatichas Dag Sheim Basimun Basa Yain Techeles Oser B'Chosim Echad Chaltis Amuris Pat Gavina Mutter Bechosim Echad. And Rav was telling us a number of words here that are shortened forms of the different cases. So Chabis is prohibited, Champag is permitted, Chabiyat, and the C is Chatichas Dag, which is a piece of fish, the B is Basa, which is meat, the Y is Yain, wine, and T is Techeles, turquoise colored thread. All are prohibited if they only have one seal. The Ch is Chiltis, which is a spicy plant. The M is Muyeth, fish juice with wine added. Per is Pat, which is bread. And Ger is Gavina, cheese. All are permitted if they have one seal. Amav Yudan, Taim Adurav, Kolei Sheisur Megufoi Osa Bechoisim Echad, Aladei Taruvis, Muta Bechoisim Echad. Rav Yudan answered that Rav explained that Rav's reason is that anything where there is a concern that the idolater exchanged the item with an actual prohibited item, rather than having a prohibited thing mixed to it into it, such as fish, meat, wine, and techeles, even one seal will not help. Yaakov Acha, Rav Shimon Baba, Rav Loza b'shem Rav Chanina, Rav Abba b'Chia b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Zeru b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi. They all said, Akol Muta b'choifim Echad, Chutz min Ayayin b'cheres Adrini. They said, and they disagreed with Rav, that any item with one seal left with an idolater is permitted except for wine and Hadrian pottery that we had earlier. Rav Zeru b'shem Rav Yomia, Halachak Rav Meir, Hadatani Cheres Adraina Osa Visuri Isa Anoya Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir quoted Rabbi Meir saying the halacha follows Rabbi Meir in the case of Hadrian pottery that is prohibited to derive benefit from it. And Chacham said no, there is no prohibition to derive benefit from the Hadrian pottery.